Blog Talk Radio.
About to go down, y'all. It's Praise Break 5. Y'all hope y'all ready. Israel.
Hey, no limit.
No limit.
It's the hottest radio show in the land. Y'all heard me. The hottest radio show in the land. Taking the Limits Off is on the air. That's right. We are on the air and broadcasting live. You heard me live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right. The birthplace of gospel music. Come on now. I'm trying to help y'all today. This is going to be an awesome show, so you might as well come on and get ready and get on in here with your boy, because it's about to go down. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King. Look, I'm in the studio by myself right now, but it won't be by myself for too long. But we have an outstanding show for you today. Joining me very shortly will be the one, the only, y'all know him, he's a friend of the show now, the one, the only, the pastor, the artist, the psalmist, songwriter, all that good stuff, Grammy Award winning, Stellar Award winning, all that good stuff. He will be in studio with me shortly. In the studio, the one, the only, Darius Brooks will be in here with me in a little while. He's just waiting on him to get here. He's going to help us talk about what's going on this weekend in this very place. I've been around here running around like a chicken with my head cut off for the last few hours, making sure everything is where it needs to be. I still got stuff to do after the show, but we're going to have a good time on tonight. Huh? Y'all ready? Let me give you the rundown. If it's the first time listening, first time watching, let me give you a rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. Michael Henderson, I need you to hit my inbox real quick, sir. Let me give you a rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer. That's right. I got the best producer in the land on the other side of the glass, LaTanya Melton, handling all the business. That will get you over to her. She's going to check you out, make sure you saved and got some semblance of the Holy Ghost before she transfer you to me, because, you know, sometimes y'all don't act right when y'all get live on the air. But she's going to check you out. She'll transfer you to me, and you'll be live on the radio with your boy. If it's your first time listening, or if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Again, that's 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. If you are, if you want to email the show, right, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, you can email the show at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Come on, y'all, come on. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. Follow us on social media. Follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Y'all know what it is. It's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on, okay, I thought that was somebody at the door. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us on the gram. That's right. You can follow us on Instagram. Real simple, real easy to do. Follow us on the gram. That's two T's, one L, one O, TTLO Radio on Instagram. It's easy to find us there, but you can find us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's right. facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Also, don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner. That's right. We are also part of the iHeartRadio family. So if you have the iHeartRadio app on any of your music devices, meaning your phone, your iPad, your tablet, hell, your BlackBerry, if you're on any one of those devices, you can find us there as well on any of those devices. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Media Group. Not only will you find this show, that's right, the flagship show, TTLO Radio, but you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk every Tuesday with the one, the only, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Look at y'all, that show is blessing people. She is saving folks' lives on that show. But y'all need to check that out every Tuesday night. Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. I had an amazing show 2 weeks ago. Y'all got to check her out. Watch this, y'all. Real talk, real issues, and real solutions. That's every Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here at the TTLO Media Group Studios. Then on Thursdays, you can find Grindology with your host, Lisette Sanchez, every Thursday right here at the TTLO Media Group Studios. If you have a small business, looking to start a small business, a non-for-profit, any of those things, that's the show for you. She can help you with all of that. That is the one, the only, Lisette Herton will be able to help you with that. Her show is every Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then on Fridays, as always, we close it out with this show, the one y'all are listening to, watching right now. Yeah, the one you're watching right now, Taking Limits Off Radio with your boy, Dana King. Yeah, don't forget, too, on Tuesdays. I forgot Tuesdays, Kitchen Chronicles with Pastor Harold Washington. That starts roughly about 7:15, 7:30, somewhere up in there. You can check him out as well. That's live from his kitchen, Kitchen Chronicles with my boy, Pastor Harold Washington. Okay. All right, y'all, I think I have crossed all. Oh, don't forget, the live stream is up and running, right? Yeah, hey, y'all. Can y'all see? Oh, hey, y'all. I'm like, I ain't paying attention to nothing. The live stream is up and running. I said the wrong name. Did I say Sanchez? I'm sorry. I work with Lisette Sanchez. I'm sorry, Lisette Herton. Did I say Lisette Sanchez? Y'all pray for your boy. I said Lisette Herton is the show host. Uh-oh, wait a minute. When did he text me this? Oh, wow. Okay, so that's going to be a change of plan. I got this text message at what time did this message come through? At 7:07. Wow. Okay, 7:07. Okay, so, yeah, okay. See, Ty, that's why I let you handle this stuff, okay? I just got a text from Darius that he is stuck at something for a member. He had to go rush and do that. I'm sorry, not for a member. What is this? No. Had to go into his, there's a unplanned party or something for his daughter. So he can't get out of it. So he won't be here. So I'm going to have to do it all by myself. But that's why I always have a plan B in place. Yeah, I thought he was coming. Okay. He just sent me that text. Woo! This is what happens when you do live radio. You got to just know how to, like, go with the flow. But we are good to go. I ain't mad. We gonna do what we do. Thank you, Brother Brooks, anyway, for the heads up. I appreciate you, sir. Yeah. Anyway, so look, y'all, we got this amazing, amazing concert this Sunday. Y'all don't want to miss this thing. It is going to be mind-blowing, right? Y'all see how I'm hyping this thing up? Look, I'm expecting Jesus to do all this. I'm Jesus' hype man, right? Come on now, I'm Jesus' hype man. But anyway... we got an amazing thing happening this Sunday. Pastor Daniel Garrett, God bless you, sir. I'm hoping you're going to make it, man. Bring your wife. Bring all of the church with you, Daniel Garrett. I'm looking forward, man, whoever wants to come. We're having this amazing concert, y'all, this coming Sunday at 5 o'clock right here at the birthplace. That's right, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church at 5 o'clock. You all, watch this. Featuring our special guest, the Tommies, right? The Tommies and Darius Brooks will be here. Darius Brooks and the Tommies reunion, they will be here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Tommies, y'all see it? Can y'all see on the thing right there? Boom, right. They will be here in person, live, here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. So y'all got to get here, man. Look, I ain't promising nobody. The only people that I'm promising saving seats to are the people who are coming from TTLO Radio. And the rest of y'all, y'all got to get in where you fit in. With the doors open at 4 o'clock. We're going to start seating at 4. Y'all say, why y'all seating so early? Because I'm expecting the place to be packed. I'm expecting all 1,100 seats. That's right. All 1,100 seats to be full. Come on now. I'm that's, look here. I know better. I know better, right? So I'm expecting y'all to come out, man. Look at Daniel Garrett, you and the Spirit Redeemed Church over there. I'm looking forward. Look here, tell all your church, man. Look, y'all right around the corner. Daniel Garrett, y'all right around the corner. So y'all need to get on over here and bring your people, man. Look, you can't be free. And it's free 99. Watch this. But not only is it featuring the Tommies and Darius Brooks, it's also, look, LaNasia Tyson will be in the house. That's right. LaNasia Tyson will be in the house as well. She's here with her live brand, giving us some more of that Praise Party seat, of that Praise Party single. Her brand new CD release came out earlier this year, Dare to Praise Different. She will be in the house. Watch this. The dancers from the Global Girls Theater Collaborative will be in the house. Y'all remember I had my high school English and dance and drama teacher was in studio with me. And so she's bringing her girls. Man, she has this amazing organization over on the South Side. I think it's in Hyde Park. And they have this amazing organization called Global Girls, and they will be here in studio. Pastor Harry Singleton, what's up, sir? I see you. Look, man, bring your whole church. I expect to see y'all Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. Sunday evening, 5 o'clock, right here at Ebenezer, man. Free concert. You can't beat it. What a better way. What better way to close out your year than the last Sunday of the year at 5 o'clock. Just getting a chance to praise the Lord. Look, I know y'all pastors. Pastor Singleton, bless you, sir. Pastor Garrett, bless you. I know y'all some pastors. Y'all going to be tired. But look, you done preached that Sunday. Some of y'all ain't even preaching on Sunday. Some of y'all do preach. I know pastors ain't going to let that last Sunday of the year go without saying a word. So I know most of y'all preaching on Sunday. But look here, after you get done preaching, Pastor Garrett, Russell Harris, all y'all, man, y'all need to get here Sunday at 5 o'clock. I have special seating for all of my past TTLO guests, and those people who are a part of the TTLO family. We have special seating for y'all. We're going to have it all set up in the front for y'all. And then all of my brothers in clergy, it will be in the announcements. Come on, Head. You're right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Right. Let the folk know it's free, too, man. They can't be free. You can't be free. So it's going to be an amazing time. I am just overly excited. Look, I wish I could turn the camera around and show y'all, because I went and got the baby. I went and got the big boy out the storage. I went to the storage and got the big boy out, the Yamaha, the Motif 8. Y'all know how many people want to buy this keyboard. Everybody and their mama want this keyboard for me. For one, they know I don't play, right? They know I don't play. Look, I number two songs I can play on the keyboard, and only one of them is church appropriate. Ain't but two songs I can play on the keyboard, and only one of them is church appropriate. Now, I didn't have the stand because I couldn't get to the stand, because I would have had it set up right here. And I would have tried to play y'all some tunes, but I think Tanya probably would have cut the show off on me. But I was going to set it up right here and play y'all some stuff, but it wasn't gonna go well. So we decided we wasn't going. Oh God! But look here, it's going to be awesome, man. So look, y'all come on out. Like I told you all on Monday, I had a chance to get a sneak preview of a little bit of what we gonna get on Sunday when I went to Darius's church at Grace Central. Amazing, amazing. I love his facilities. I love his facilities, but it's going to be awesome. So y'all come on out. Sean Quinn, what's up, sis? God bless you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that good stuff. Look, y'all need to come out too. Sean, Brent, Brooke, pack up your people and y'all come out here. That's my sister. Y'all need to come out here on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Look, y'all got time to eat dinner, because y'all get out of church at a decent time. Y'all got time to eat dinner and then come over here and sit down and worship with us this Sunday. We got 1,100 seats. 1,100. I want all 1,100 of them filled. I want somebody to say, is there a seat for me, right? What? Look, I'm hoping the fire marshal show up and say, y'all at capacity. Y'all don't hear me. Sometimes you have to just speak some stuff. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I need you all to get in here. Had a good conversation with Brother Brooks' music director today. He wanted to make sure what instruments was here and everything, and I told him, well, we got 1,100, right, 1,100. That's what it is. I want to make sure. He wanted to make sure that what instruments we had, so I had to get down here and take pictures and do all that stuff so people would know what they needed to bring, what they didn't need to bring, and all that. You know, musicians are fickle, so I understand. Folks like playing on good stuff, so I'm grateful for that. I'm going to do a little sound check myself before I leave here. But look, either way, I need y'all to get here. It's going to be an awesome experience. You don't want to miss it. And then here's the thing. Once you come for this concert, right? Let me put this out there for you real quick. Once you come for this concert, you're going to sit back and say, okay, when is the next one? And when is the next one? Because they coming, right? Look here. If you're the birthplace of gospel music, right, it ought to be a place you can come and hear some good gospel music, right? So not only that, watch this. The Ebenezer Reunion Choir, watch this. Just like the Tommy's Reunion Choir is going to be here, the Ebenezer Reunion Choir is going to kick it all off that Sunday evening. So I'm excited about what's just everything, man, that's about to happen in this place. And I need y'all to get excited with me. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. And y'all need to just get here, man, and come out. Look, we're going to have they're going to have Darius and the Tommies will have their booth set up so you can get any of these CDs. Darius probably won't mind autographing some CDs for you all. Lanasia will be here. Where is Lanasia's CD? Did we move Lanasia's CD? It's over there somewhere. Okay, I can't get up. I need to, you know, this is why we need something. We're going to get us an intern. Look at your neighbor and say intern in 2020. Intern. Come on. We're going we're going to get us an intern in the studio so I can get somebody to hand me some stuff that I forget to get when I get over here. Because I don't like getting up, leaving an empty chair. It just looks bad for those of you watching on video. But anyway, man, look, I want y'all to get here. But they'll have all of their CDs and their merchandise available. We may even have, Ty, do we still have some TTLO shirts? Do we still have TTLO shirts? Yes? No? Maybe? I don't even know. Do we still have some TTLO shirts? We may have some of those. So anyway, look, this is what I need y'all to do. So if you're coming and you're coming because of TTLO Radio, I need you to inbox, message TTLO Radio, message the inbox Facebook page or email. Okay, yeah, we got shirts. Awesome. Thank you. Inbox the TTLO inbox, the Taking Limits Off Media Group inbox. Let me know if you're coming and how many people you're bringing with you so we can set aside those seats, right? I only got a selected few. I ain't telling y'all how many seats I reserve because when they're gone, they're gone, right? So if you don't inbox me, don't come to the door talking about, hey, can I still get a seat? So I need you to inbox Taking the Limits Off Radio, right? Inbox Taking the Limits Off Media Group on the Facebook page or email Taking the Limits Off Radio at Taking the Limits Off at Comcast.net. Taking the Limits Off at Comcast.net. That's what you need to do. Email us. Let us know how many you're bringing, who you're coming with, so we can have those seats set aside for you, right? I'm just trying to tell y'all. Look, the cool thing about it, honestly, real talk, there are no bad seats in Ebenezer. When Adler and them guys designed this place way back 3,000 years ago, y'all pray for me. But when they designed this place 3,000 years ago, they knew what they were doing, right? It used to be a Jewish synagogue. It was Isaiah Temple for my history buffs. And so you can come in and see, man, the acoustics are amazing. I just want to tell you that there is no singer that will ever come here and tell you that how amazing the, and will tell you anything different about how amazing the acoustics are in this building. Let me give y'all an example of something, right? Let me give you an example of something, right? You really, and you have to think about it, 100 years ago, there was no amplified sound. There were no microphones. There were no microphones then. So they had to build places like this that could carry singing as well as instruments. Right, 100 years ago, there were no microphones, right? So when they built this place, watch this. I can stand in the choir stand, in the middle row of the choir stand. You can be standing in the balcony, and I can speak at this level just like this. And the way that it's shaped, you can hear my voice just as clearly like this as if you were sitting right next to me. That's the acoustics in that sanctuary. It is an amazing thing. So I want y'all to come, man, just to get a look at the place and to see what's going on here, man. And look here. It's just going to be a great time. You all get to meet the new pastor here who was installed in, oh, God, y'all help me. Tiny, when was the installation? October, right? Right. The installation was this past October, so you can get to meet the new pastor here. Man, I just want y'all to come out and join in with us, man. It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to having you as our guest. If I could sing that song. Is that a Disney song? Be our guest. Be our guest. No. Is that Disney? Who sang that? Yeah. I don't even know who sings that song. I don't know. Y'all know my mind is bad. Y'all know. I'm a few sandwiches short of a picnic basket. So y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. But in that song, that's to be our guest. Right. The doctor said, Dr. Thomas said, y'all got to love me where I'm at. That's what she said. She said, y'all got to love me. That's Beauty and the Beast. Really? A few fries short of a Happy Meal. Well, you ain't a Happy Meal if the fries is missing. Anyway, so look, y'all need to get here. See, Tanya always going to just bring it on back home. Look, boy. But yeah, y'all got to come home and get here, man. Look, it's going to be a great time. So I'm setting up. We got room set up, man. Look, we got green room set up for all of our all of the people that'll be ministering that night. The Tommy's got their special section, and Darius got his section, and then the Global Girls got their spot. Lanasia got her spot in here, and then the Mind. Oh, I forgot about the Mind. Bobby Hutchins, powerful dude. Look here, he's gonna bring something. So it's an amazing thing, man. I'm just excited about it. So y'all come on out and join in with us. Look, I'm gonna take a break because I thought I was having a guest tonight, but then, you know, stuff happens when you're live, when you do live radio, live Facebook and live internet radio and all that stuff. Stuff happens. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break. But in the meantime, look, I downloaded some of this new Tommy's music, right? And I've been sitting in his vibing on some of this new Tommy's music, right? Because he gave us the CD the last time. He gave us a couple of CDs. Where's the other one? Tommy, did you take my CD? But anyway, he gave us a couple of CDs. He gave us a couple of CDs from the Tommy's reunion, and I've been vibing to some of these joints, man. But look, y'all know it's Praise Break Friday, and the Tommy's got this song. The Tommy's Reunion CD has this song called Shout. Huh? Did you say the Commodores? What? Y'all pray for Felicia. Anyway, they got this song on here called Shout. I'm going to give us just a little bit of that, y'all.
Come on, Tommy, put your hands together
Shout.
Like this.
We'll be right back, y'all. Hello. Come on now.
I know a way you can get back what the enemy stole. You've got to know the power of God and act like you know. There is a place
where you can be.
Well, the claim is from a such an in this
place.
You're bound to have the victory.
Hey!
My. That's the Tommy Shout. It's on the Tommy Reunion CD. Y'all got to check that out. If you don't have it, go ahead and download that thing. Go to Spotify and listen to it. Go to iTunes and buy it. Go to Apple Music and get it. Do something. Get the CD, man. Look, it will take you back. It is the essence of gospel choir. There is nothing. I love praise teams. Don't get me wrong. I do. I love praise teams. And I miss having one. Or I miss the fact that we don't have one here yet. Let me say yet. Look at your neighbor and say yet. I miss the fact that we don't have one here yet at Ebenezer. But I don't. But here's the thing: I do. I love choirs. I do. I love choirs. Felicia, what you say? I like that necklace, Reverend. I have to get the bishop one. What? This necklace, since you brought it up, this was my great-grandmother's cross. This was my great-grandmother's cross, who passed away in 1998. So I have had it for some time. This is my great-grandmother's cross. So, yeah, thank you, Felicia. I don't even take it off. So, man. So look, y'all got to come on and get this CD, man. It's gonna be good. I know Lanasia is gonna throw down. If y'all want to get a little snippet of Lanasia, I gave y'all a couple of shots when I was at her DVD release. Her new video for Lesson to Learn is available on YouTube now, so you can check that out. Her new video, Lesson to Learn. It's actually pretty cool with her and her son and the kids. They're all in the video with them, but you can definitely check it out. Lesson to Learn. You can just YouTube it or Google it, and you'll find that video. Look, I'm expecting so many of you all to be here, and y'all come hang out with us as we get ready to prepare. I keep looking at this keyboard over here because I wish it was over here. Y'all better be glad I ain't. You see, here's the deal. This is why I know. The Lord didn't bless me with that kind of musical talent, because I would be on Facebook every day just playing, like, just because. Seriously, I would. If I was that kind of music, like my little brother Sean McCurtis, he's a very talented musician. The young fella we have coming over here, playing over here with us now, every now and then, Adam Casey, my young brother Christopher Hicks. Them kind of musicians, man, they can just pick up the, you know, they can just sit down at a keyboard and or some keys and just start playing anything. That couldn't be me, because I literally would play. I'm telling you, if it was me, I would play every day. I just would sit there every day. Like, I see my brother Fred Wilson. He's an amazing, talented musician. Daniel Garrett, another amazing, talented musician. Those guys just sit down behind the keyboard and behind the piano and just do some amazing things, man. So I keep staring at this wonderful keyboard. Okay. I just saw a message. Thank you, Pastor Singleton. Pastor Singleton just put his beard in. He said him and the wife coming, God willing, and the creek don't rise. No. Kimberly Thomas trying to get the show shut down. Go ahead and let's hear what you got. We'll let you know when to stop. Yeah, see, yeah, you, Dr. Thomas, you're supposed to be the counselor, and you are more like the great send-off mission. I'm trying to tell you. She be trying to say, no, I can't. No, I ain't got time to take no piano lessons. I could do the YouTube thing though, and go to YouTube and just learn some songs. Like you can go to YouTube and learn some chords, and then I can just like learn me a song or two, right? So I can play. All he gonna play is Fabulous Life, right? That's the only song I know. That's the only song I know is Sheila E. The Fabulous Life. She wants to lead. That's the Glamorous Life. It ain't the Fabulous Life. You don't even got the doggone name of the song right. It's the Glamorous Life. See, you trying to come for me and ain't even got the song right. It's Glamorous Life. I'm singing the wrong words because you put it up there. But y'all know Sheila E. Hey. Can we make that a gospel song? Can we make that a gospel song? No, Glamorous Life. Okay, we could change the words. Everybody else changed the words and make gospel songs out of them. So, Anyway, but yeah, it's amazing, man. So I am envious. I am envious of people who have that talent to sit behind a piano and an organ. Ooh, now if I could play the organ, oh my God. If I could play the organ, I wouldn't be no good. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't be no good. I really wouldn't. Cause I probably would try to I probably would try to preach from the organ. If I could play the organ, I probably would try to preach from the organ and hit my own look and play my own little bump when I'm ready. You know, just sit there and say, Hannah. Just get my own little sound going. I don't know. I would love to do it. I'm gonna go in there and find out for myself. I am. What's up, Prophet Cornelius Williams, man? Look here. I hope you show up too. And tell the rest of the folk at the church, man. We got this amazing concert this coming Sunday at 5:00 here at Ebenezer. We got this amazing concert, man. You need to come on out. Bring your people, man. Free of charge. Darius Brooks and the Tommies are going to be here. So y'all need to be here with me, man. Come on, join us, man. Look, all of the, I said it again, TTLO past guests, TTLO host, and those of you who are part of the TTLO family, if you inbox me now, inbox us between now and Sunday, inbox us between now and Sunday, you can get here, man, because look, I think Ebenezer going to be packed. Y'all heard me say it. I believe Ebenezer going to be packed. So I need y'all to let me know. That's why I'm setting aside a certain amount of seats for my people. I'm setting aside a certain amount of seats for my people. And y'all need to come and let me know. So if I don't see your name in my inbox, don't show up at the door. Talk about some, I'm here for TTLO and I need seven seats. Okay, seven seats. I'm just trying to tell y'all, Zachary, are you going to be able to come out? Zachary probably ain't going to be able to come out on Sunday. He might be still in, I know you're still in recovery mode. But man, if you could come out, God bless you. It would be awesome. If you're able to come out, that would be awesome. If you need a ride, you know, we'll get you here. I know you right around the corner. So either way, man, I want you all here, for this concert, and join us, man. Have a good time. It's going to be good, man. So I'm just excited about it, man. I'm anxious, and I know the Bible say be anxious for nothing. I know that's in the word, right? I know that's in the word. Be anxious for nothing. Can I just say I'm excited? If I said that enough, right? Look, I want y'all to get excited with me because this is huge, man. I am excited. I'm excited for a couple of things. I'm excited that these people are coming and decide to share their gifts and talents with us here at the church. But I'm excited, man, for Ebenezer. I'm excited. I see that people responded in the inbox. I see that. Come on. That's right. Fill the inbox up. Y'all better look. Y'all can either inbox us. Y'all can tweet us. Do something. So tell me something in something to let me know who coming and how many folk you bringing. Right, put you down for two. Now, I see folk telling me that means y'all got a two-seater car. Because I told y'all to fill y'all cars up. I told y'all to fill y'all cars up. However many seats y'all got in y'all cars, y'all SUVs, y'all trucks, whatever it is, I told y'all to fill them up. And if you come on now, fill your car up. Fill your car up. Maybe we're going to give away some free, Tanya. See, I'm finna get in trouble. Maybe we give a free T-shirt out to the folks with the most guests. Some free TTLO T-shirts for folks who bring the most guests. For the person who brings the most guests, maybe we'll give out a free some free TTLO T-shirts. And maybe if I can get with Brother Brooks, the person who brings kids can come to. Absolutely, kids can come. What? This ain't no what? Y'all, is it an adult only gospel concert? What kind? Look here, seriously, we're going to do that, I'm going to get, okay, so Zachary, y'all still in recovery, that's all good. I believe we will go live from the concert. I just need to make sure that's okay with the Tommy's people. I know Linnea just said it was cool. I need to clear that with Brother Brooks. So if either way, we probably will go live. But yeah, but I want y'all to be here. Look, I don't want you to sit at home talking about some, oh, they just gonna go live. You need to be here. You need to be here for the whole live experience in person. So it's gonna be an amazing time. Yeah, we're gonna continue to pray for Zachary, y'all. Zachary got his kidney transplant last week, and we're continuing to pray for him, man. He's recovering, and we're hoping that he has a speedy recovery. Looking forward to having him back in this chair with us on the Friday coming soon. And it's gonna be just a good time, man. So y'all need to get ready for it. So again, that's this Sunday, 5 o'clock. This Sunday, 5 o'clock, you'll see not only will you see Darius Brooks and the Tommies, Darius Brooks and the Tommies. Look here, your will is what's best for me. Now, I know he bringing his band. I talked to his music director today, and I know he has tracks and all that stuff. For his Your Will song, because he has a special track. The one he did on Sunday at the church was a different track. I'm hoping he just does it live with his live band. I'm really hoping he does. I know he probably gonna do it anyway. I'd be shocked if he didn't. But look here, and we gonna have a camera set up live. So if we're able to go live, we're going live. Cause I ain't going live from my phone. I ain't holding the phone. Plus I got the MC. So, yeah, and I'm still working on my outfit. I'm still working on my outfit for the concert. I'm working on it. I'm feeling purple in my spirit, though. You know, purple is royalty. I'm feeling some purple. I'm feeling purple in my spirit, you know, purple, you know, something about Easter suit. What? No, I didn't even have an Easter suit, but I'm feeling purple in my spirit. So, but we'll see. We gonna see what thus saith the Lord. And we also got to see what fit. Cause y'all know I told y'all some suits I can't even wear no more, man. Cause see, you know, I haven't been able to wear. That's why look here. So that's why Journey to 50 is gonna be an amazing ride. And for those of you who are going with us. Who gonna go with me on my journey to 50? Y'all know I told you I'm changing eating habits for the first 120 some odd days of the year. I'm changing eating habits for the first 120 days of the year. My journey to 50. So I need you all, whoever want to come with me. We gonna post the plan that we're going with. I'll be out of town, but I'm already committed to another program. Okay, that's fine, Shante. I understand. But we're gonna post the plan that we're going with, my journey to 50 plan that we're going with. And we're gonna post that up on Facebook and all those sites for you all to follow. Those who are gonna go with me, man, and we're gonna go on this journey together. Cause I've been eating real good / bad. For y'all saw that spread my mama put out for the Christmas. Huh? And for the Thanksgiving. And look here, and I still got some leftover. Did I tell y'all she made some oxtails? My God. Do y'all know about the oxtail ministry? Oh, my God. I felt good when I said it. Do y'all know about the oxtail ministry? Huh? Are you all familiar with the ministry of the ox? If y'all don't know about the oxtail ministry, look, if you don't know about the oxtail ministry, you ain't saved. Huh? You don't really know the Lord. If you are not familiar, help me, Holy Ghost, with the oxtail ministry, I need y'all to get familiar with it. First of all, I don't know what, look here, the oxtail ministry is a blessing from heaven. Huh? It is a blessing from heaven above. If you don't know like I know, huh? Come on now, Vashawn Mitchell and them sang the song at the Sweet Holy Spirit. You don't know my story, all the things I've been through. If you, Pastor Harold Washington, God bless you, sir. Man, I wish you'd popped in here tonight. Look here, the oxtail ministry is a blessing. Pastor Washington, man, look here. I'm gonna need to come on Kitchen Chronicles and do the oxtails. On the Kitchen Chronicles. But the problem is, oxtails take about 4-5 hours to cook. But I'm going to have to come on there and do the oxtail ministry on your show, man. We're going to have to do some oxtails, man. Look here, I'll do the cooking and the prepping, and we might have to pre-record some stuff, right? Maybe this is what we'll do. We'll pre-record, huh? We'll pre-record. You know they come from the Lord. What am I see, huh? Oxtails, my God, oxtails. Look here, don't get me started now. But they are a blessing. I got about 3-4 good pieces left. That I'm gonna get excited about when I leave this here studio. Well, once I get through doing my other stuff in the church, but I got about 3-4 pieces. Hoba, that's got my name on. Not in a pressure cooker. Oh no, You got to put them in a cast iron pot, and you got to sear them in the cast iron pot, and then put them in the oven for about a good 3.5 to 4 hours. Y'all don't hear me. 4 hours. Not in the pressure cooker. We ain't talking about no pressure. Pressure cooker. Pressure cooker. Wait a minute. Oh, that's the wrong song. We ain't talking about pressure cooker oxtail. We talking about slow cook. Huh? Come on now. Look here. And you got to cook them. Huh? There's some ingredients. Come on. We got to set that up real quick. Real quick. We going to do the oxtail. So what we're going to do, we're going to pre-record the prep. And then by the time we come on live, we'll post the pictures for the prep. I got this worked out in my head already, Pastor Washington. We got this. Look here. So we're going to do the pre-cutting and all that stuff, and we're going to post the pictures, right? And everything else, and we'll post a little video. And then when we go live, All we gotta do is cook the rice and everything else. Pastor Washington, I think this is gonna work out. He said we're gonna go bankrupt trying to get. Look here, man. Look here, oxtail. Why is oxtail so high? Let me tell y'all something. When it was just us Black African American Negroes eating the oxtail, you could get them. Y'all do know they used to throw the oxtails away. The butcher shop used to throw the oxtails out. Alvis, that's how you spell Alvis. Look here, the butcher shop used to throw the oxtails away. That was the junk part. But now, oxtails, something in them joke, oxtails cost more than crab legs. Oxtails cost more than lobster. Oxtails is high. But let me tell you something. They are worth every dime. I see brother Pastor Darius Brooks just joined us on Facebook Live. He just popped on the feed a second ago. I see he ain't on this. Look, y'all, y'all can see I wasn't making it up. He was going to be here, but he had an event, and, you know, family come first. I understand. So he had to go do what he had to do. But seriously, y'all, I don't know. I was going to ask Brother Brooks tonight if he was familiar with the oxtail ministry, because oxtails is a blessing from the Lord. Huh? I believe. Huh? See, the Bible tells us what he did on the first 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. But somewhere around the 8th, 9th, or 10th day, I believe he declared and decreed that the oxtail ministry was going to be a wonderful thing. Huh? Come on now. You look here. Look. First of all, oxtails ain't for everybody. You told the kid, how old is these children? First of all, I believe you got to be over the age of 17 to eat oxtails. Let me tell you why. Because you got to be able to contribute to the cost. If you're coming for oxtails, look here, you can at least drop a pound worth. Everybody ought to buy one pack. I think if you buy a pack, you can eat. Because one pack. I'm just trying to tell y'all the truth, what God loves. I'm just trying to tell y'all the truth. You can't just be showing up talking about feeding kids oxtail. You got a little 4 or 5 year old talking about you going to give your 4 or 5 year old an oxtail. Oh, no. What was in the movie Friday? Did you put in on this? I'm going to need you to put in on this for oxtails. That's real talk. I wish we could have some oxtails at the concert. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could serve some? Now, I haven't had the Jamaican jerk oxtails. But it would be wonderful if after the concert we had some oxtails. I know it's not possible. I'm just talking. I'm just talking because I'm hungry, because I can feel my hungry spirit is rising up in me. I know we can't have no oxtails at the concert. But anyway, a job requirement. It's, look here. I just, you know what I'm so, you know, and you know what's so weird? I never even knew what I. Okay. No, that ain't my car out there making a noise. I don't think. I mean, no, that ain't me. Okay. Got a little worried. At least I don't think that's me. Y'all pray for me. Anyway, oh, no, that ain't me. Okay. So, anyway, y'all hear a loud horn outside? Right. That's somebody's car. It ain't mine. But anyway, what's up, Andre? Man, Andre Magnificent. God bless. Look, man, I hope you and your family can make it out to the concert as well. Look, I've told y'all this 100 times. Bring as many people as your car can hold. If you got a house full of six, you need to pack them in. I need y'all to pack them in like, oh, I can't say that. But y'all need to pack them in y'all car. This horn is finna be real annoying. I know y'all hear that. Y'all hear that horn? Y'all hear that horn? I know y'all do. Because it's like irritating my whole spirit. I'm liable to go out the door and kick the car. But I don't think that's gonna make the horn go off. But somebody's alarm. Is going on. What's going on, Sister Melanie Roper? God bless you. From the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. I'm hoping you can make it to the concert on Sunday as well at 5:00. So let me ask y'all this question. Good Lord. That is the most annoying sound in the world. Do y'all hear that alarm? Y'all don't hear it? Okay. So I just hear it. Okay. Y'all don't hear it. That's wonderful, because it is like real loud, and it is hurting all of my spirit right now. But that's okay. When I think back about the oxtails, my spirit starts to rejoice one more time. So hey, look, are y'all doing anything? Like, well, I do have one more show Monday. Monday show is the last show of the year. Monday is the last show of the year, and then Friday is the first show of the year, of the new year. Last show is Monday of 2019, and then the first show of 2020 is Praise Break Friday. Oh, my God. I don't even know what we're going to do for Praise Break Friday. I am so excited. I don't even know what we're going to do for Praise Break Friday. I'm like, I feel like we need to do something for the first show of 2020. I feel like we need to do something and do something different for 2020. I don't know what it is, but we need to do something for 2020. All right, y'all, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take a break. Let me give y'all some more of these here Tommy's reunion. Watch this. They got this song called Where's the Cross? Where's the Cross? Where's that one at? They got this song called The Cross. And it, oh, thank you for cutting it off, man. This thing is awesome. This song called The Cross by the Tommy's. Be right back, y'all. P-Tillo, enjoy some of this for a minute, though. I promise you it'll bless you. The Cross by the Tommy's.
How did you prove your love? How did you prove your grace and mercy? How did you prove my life was worth the price to give of everything? I'm going to tell everybody, no greater love I've found than the one who has laid down his life for me.
Yeah.
You prove you love me.
You prove
you love
me. Prove your mercy.
And you prove your mercy.
You love me.
You prove you love me.
Prove
form. Nothing like it, man. When you look at it, you think about that cross, you can't let that happen. Huh? I don't know nobody that can sing about or talk about the cross and not get happy. I'm going to say that again. I don't know nobody that can sing about or talk about the cross and not get happy. I just don't understand anybody that does. It's just it's amazing. But you know what I forgot? I forgot some of the songs that the Thompson Community Singers sung. I forgot some of the songs. I mean, it's like, do y'all remember the songs that the Thompson Community Singers sung? Because it's Tommy's, but then it's the Thompson Community Singers. But I forgot, like, the songs that they sung, man. It's just like wow, like for real. Like, did y'all, like, I was sitting back and I was listening to some of the songs earlier, and this, some of them just jumped out. Man, I was like, wait a minute. They made that, because you know what, you hear the song all the time, and if you're not paying attention to looking at the information on your radio when you're driving, which a lot of times I'm not paying any attention to it, I just listen and just drive, you'll forget who made or who wrote the songs. And so a lot of times you just going along with the songs. But man, that doggone Tommy's, man, they sung some of everything. And when I tell you everything, I mean they sung some of everything. So look, I want to play one more for you in a minute. But they sung, man, y'all remember Safe in His Arms? My God, come on now. Safe in His Arms. Come on. Come on, Anita Cross. Safe in His, look here. Man, look here. Them songs. You forget about some of the songs that they sung. And I mean, when I tell y'all that they were just amazing, that they really are. They really are just that good. But Safe in His Arms, what's another one? She also said, yes, I led all the ones Kim McFarland sang at my church. Come on now. Come on now. I know that's right. I mean, they are just amazing, amazing songs. So I'm looking forward to just to being able to hear them. I don't know how many of them they gonna do. I don't know if they just doing the ones off the reunion CD or what. But I'm just looking forward to hearing them all. So I'm just thinking it's gonna be an awesome time. You know, I am. I'm really, 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 really looking forward to it. Man, amen, 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 amen. Anyway, what did you all do for? Let me ask y'all this. I'm sorry. How was y'all's Christmas? It just dawned on me. I ain't asked nobody how their Christmas was. Did everybody have a good Christmas? Did everybody have a good Christmas? Did y'all have a? I mean, seriously, did everybody have a good Christmas? I completely forgot to ask y'all about that, man. Did y'all have a good Christmas? Did everybody get what they wanted for Christmas? I'm just curious. Did y'all have good Christmases, man? I just realized, I'm like, I ain't say Merry Christmas to the peoples or nothing, or you know, come on. I just want to know y'all still naming these songs, huh? He Cares. Okay, come on. He Worked It Out. Yeah, 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 yeah. That He Worked It Out. Come on now. That's a good one. He Worked It Out. I forgot about that one. That's a blessing right there. Come on now. That's a good one too. He Worked It Out. I forgot all about that one. Come on. That's sure enough a good one. But man, y'all need to come on and I just want y'all to join in, man, and and come on out here with us and just have a good time with us, man, because it's going to be a good time. Let me give y'all some of that. He worked it out. I think I got a little bit of that one on here. I think I did download that one earlier. Let me see. I believe we did. He worked it out. Let me see. Is that in here somewhere? Yeah. That might be in here. Oh, my God. Let's see. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, this right here. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Come on.
Ready to go in the town. God's in the word to bless me. He worked it out. He worked it out. That's when I thought it was over. Ready to go in the town. God's in the word.
Many more songs from Darius Brooks himself and the Tommies will be here at the birthplace of gospel music, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Y'all might want the address. Give me the address. Time you can put it in the feed for me, too. The address is 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. 4501 South Vincennes Avenue is the address. So please, my brother, my sister, make sure you get here. We will start seating at 4 o'clock. Start seating at 4 o'clock. So get in here, get your seat, because I'm expecting all 1,100 seats to be gone. I want folk to walk in and be trying to find a seat, right? Not and be struggling to find a seat or trying to find two seats together, huh? How about that? I want you to be struggling. So the seating starts at 4. And then the thing about it, Ebenezer folk already know. They already know. What their obligation is. Ebenezer folk already know what their obligation is. Everybody up in Ebenezer, let me say that again. Everybody in Ebenezer that drives a car, come on now, you expected to bring five people. Come on now, you expected to bring five people. If 50 people, or if 100 of y'all, come on, if 100 of y'all bring five people, that's 500 folk. That's 500 folk. That's all we need. That's 500. So I expect them folk to be here already and come on in. But y'all need to... y'all need to come on, man, and get here and come ready, and all that stuff. We gonna be ready. I got my greeter's gonna be here to greet you. And again, if you're here coming for TTLO, we're gonna have a little list up front. If you've emailed or inboxed TTLO, the TTLO Facebook page, if you inbox, let me say it again, inbox the TTLO Media Group Facebook page, that will have your name and how many seats or that you will need, right? Inbox that, right? If you thinking about, say you need, you think four people coming with you, and but you ain't sure, and you only put two, and you want them to be sitting next to you, then you better put four. And then when you get here, you say you only got two. That's fine. We'll take that seat off. No big deal. But I just want you to, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to be prepared. I got my people on parking assignments. So we got two parking lots. We have the parking lot right across the street on the corner of 45th and Vincennes. And then we have a parking lot right down the street that's literally a half a block away, 44th Place and Vincennes. So it's right there. So you can get right there and park right there. Either way, then there's plenty of street parking as well on either side of Vincennes, up and down Vincennes and up and down 45th Street. There's plenty of street parking, and it's well-lit area, and we are good. We got security that will be here that evening, so if people need some help getting back and forth to their cars, I got my guys on security, so we good, man. I'm expecting a great turnout from y'all and from the people. And then, last but not least, I'm expecting God to do something amazing at this service, because we still going to be having church. So I'm expecting him to do something amazing in this service. So, y'all, it's going to be a great time. And I want y'all to come out, man, and then have some fun, too, man. Come here and just say, you know what? I get to come in here and just have a good time. And then that's what I plan to do. I don't know why my voice is repeating in my own ear. That's real interesting. But anyway, we're expecting you all to come out and have a great time with us on Sunday at 5:00. If whatever church you go to, invite everybody from your church. Invite them. You got 1,100 seats, and I want it to be packed to capacity. And you can't be end of year concert free of charge. You can't beat that. End of year concert free of charge. What's up, Bessie Nichols? What's up, baby? I expect you to be here too, Sister Bessie. That's right, Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie fixes the best plates in the world. If you want your plate fixed, Sister Bessie Nichols will fix you the best plate. Free 99. That's right, y'all. Look here. Ain't gonna cost you nothing but your time, and I promise you, your time won't be wasted. It's gonna be a good time, man. You'll be able to get here and hang out with us. Shiante says, Nick, you want to renege on your engagement? Hey, look here, do what you gotta do. I'm just trying to tell you, y'all, you need to get here and have a good time. I'm expecting folk from all over the Chicagoland area and beyond to show up and to be here for this thing, man, because you can't, this does not happen, and I am just amazed. Let me say this too. I want to start saying thank yous early to all the people that are working behind the scenes, especially all of my Ebenezer family here that are working behind the scenes to make sure that they are doing what I need them to do. My TTLO people, as usual, LaTanya and Jay. Did y'all see the video clip? Did y'all see the ad? It's like a minute long, 56 seconds that Jalen created for the concert. Man, it is banging. It's on my page. It's on the TTLO page. Y'all need to check it out, man. It is ridiculously good. It's on the Ebenezer page as well. Y'all need to check it out, man. The video is blessing my whole spirit. I love it, man. He created that thing last night. Man, I love it, man. It's amazing what happens, man, when you let people use their talent and their gifts. I am one who believes in allowing people to use their talent and gifts. I don't believe in restricting people. And I mean, I'm gonna help some of my church folk out. If you want young people, let me say this again. If you want young people in your church, then what you got to do is make room for young people to operate. I'll say that again. If you want young people in your church, you got to make room for young people to be able to operate. You got to do it. If you don't, if you're not making room for them, they're not going to be there. So this young man is 17. Is Taylor 17? Did he turn 17? Tiny, help me out. I don't forget. Just that quick. Is the child 17? He is 17, right? Thank you. 17. So he's 17 years old. He has been doing the sound and video thing at least. Let me see. I think he was 12 or 13 when I started working with him. 12 or 13 when I started working with him at Kingdom. When he was filling in for me when I couldn't keep running back and forth up the stairs. So he is very, very astute at it. He also does it. Oh, he was 11. Thank you. Okay, Tanya. Thank you for helping me out. He was 11. Jesus Christ. Okay, so he was 11. And he's been working with me doing sound for that long, but he was doing it outside of with me. He was already doing it outside of that. And then now, even in high school, he does it at his school, at Shy Arts, with the audio video group there. So he is an amazing talent, man, when it comes to that. And I just love allowing him to show me his creativity. I didn't give him any advice on what I wanted for the content. I just told him I needed something and could he do it? And he was like, yeah. And he knocked that thing out, man. It is awesome. That's just me. It's amazing. And we needed to make a little change on it. He was able to fix that change in about 5 minutes. So it was awesome. And he's a pleasure. I love working with people who are passionate about what they do. And he's a passionate young man about what he does. So he gave us that's just a little bit of the sampling he can do. So we just waiting to and I'm going to say this out loud. I know some people probably ain't going to like it, but we just waiting to get him over here on a permanent basis. Huh? I said it. DeAndre. Oh, is that where he started work? Oh, he was doing it at DeAndre Pastor's church first. Okay, good. He was working over there with him. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just looking to get him over here at Ebenezer on a permanent basis, and that's happening real, real soon. So I said it out loud. They'll be all right. He's absolutely amazing and gifted. So I wanted to take advantage of him and have him come over here and help us out and set some things in motion over here. Because I know he probably won't be here long because he's getting ready to go away to somebody's school because he's in his senior year of high school. So for the few months that he's still around the city of Chicago, I'm looking forward to having him over here and helping me out and helping me set a standard over here. And do things the right way as far as the sound goes over here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church as we continue to upgrade our sound systems and everything over here. So, and then he can also help me train somebody over here to move into that spot as well. So it's going to be a good time, man. I'm excited about everything that God is doing in this place and in this season. Again, you all, I need you all to get here this coming Sunday, 5 o'clock. We start seating at 4, but this coming Sunday at 5 o'clock, so you can check out this amazing concert. Darius Brooks is bringing the Tommies here. LaNasia Tyson is going to be here. The Global Girls Collaborative Theater is going to be here. Bobby Hutchins, the Amazing Mime, will be here. And then, of course, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church Reunion Choir, past, present, and future, will be here singing as well. And we may have a soloist who's going to sing with them as well. Tanya, you can send me an inbox confirming with me that we check that out. Is that confirmed for the Ebenezer Choir? Can you hit me in the inbox for that one? I am excited about that. That young lady is amazing. I can't wait to hear her sing again. It's going to be good. It is a holiday concert, so we're still going to have a good time at the end of that. We're going to have a shouting Holy Ghost good time. Yes, joy. Thank you. God bless. She is good, good, good. So it's going to be a good time, and I'm just hoping that you all are able to get here, and I'm praying everybody gets here. Man, look here. Make your reservation. Again, inbox me. Taking the Limits Off Media Group inbox on Facebook, or inbox us on the Taking the Limits Off at Comcast.net. Send us an email or whatever. Let me know you're coming. especially those of you who are part of the TTLO family. Let me know you're coming. Let me know you're coming. Again, you can send an email to takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, or you can inbox Taking the Limits Off Media Group. Go to the Taking the Limits Off page and send a message saying, hey, my name is so-and-so, and I'm bringing X amount of guests. That way you can be there. What's up, Robert Scales, man? God bless you, sir. That way you can be here in the house with us on Sunday. And again, there's not a bad seat in the house. It really isn't. But if you want to be, I kind of want all my people from TTLO, my TTLO family. I kind of want everybody sitting in the same group, same section, or whatever. I'll make sure my producer LaTanya and maybe someone else will be at the door initially to make sure for early on for people to get here, but then she'll be inside because she got stuff to do after 5. She'll be up front probably before 5 o'clock, but after that she'll be inside. I'll have somebody else up there with the list of whoever is saying they are part of the TTLO group. I do see people are hitting the inbox, Tanya. I do see that the inbox is y'all banging the inbox out. I like that. Y'all are doing it. I like that. Y'all coming on in the inbox. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, y'all let us know who coming, because that way we gonna know, because we got to get the we gonna rope off that section immediately after service is over on Sunday. And got to transform the sanctuary. Get it in concert mode. Got to get it in concert mode. So that's going to be a good time. And, Tom, you typed in DeAndre Patterson. I think DeAndre might be here Sunday. He might be in the house on Sunday because he's coming. I believe he will be here Sunday. I know we invited him and a couple other people. So y'all never know who's going to pop in, too. Because, look, rumor has it there might be some surprise guests. So you never know, man. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to be sitting at home and watching the video and going, oh, my God, I should have went. So it's going to be a great time. I am excited about it. Look, it is 8:12. That's what time it is? 8:12? Yeah, it's 8:12. I'm going to give us some more of this Tommy's reunion CB. Somebody put this in here. I think I saw y'all type this one. Yet I will trust him. Yet I will trust him. That's on here as well. Going to give us just a little bit of this. Yet I will trust. Darius Brooks, Tommy's. Be right back, y'all. Peace out. I know you have a plan. praise, thanks, Father.
When I don't know what else to do.
Taking the limits off radio. Praise Break Friday. We are back, y'all. That was a little bit of I Will, Yet Will I Trust. Yet Will I Trust, Yet Will I Trust. By Darius Brooks. The Tommies. Darius Brooks, y'all. I hope y'all are enjoying that. It's just going to be good. It's going to be good. Yeah, what are y'all talking about on this Fajat, really? Right. Anyway, it's going to be a good time. I hope y'all are ready for it. I know I'm excited about it. I'm just looking forward to hearing all of the good stuff that's coming up real, real soon from them. I know we don't have a lot of time left in the show. Again, for those of you tuning in late, Darius Brooks was going to be here, but he had an event that he didn't know about, that he was scheduled to be at. So I understand how that goes. His wife handles all his bookings, but this is what happens when you let the men get involved, because him and I said that he was coming, but he hadn't talked it over with her. So you know how that goes. So in the meantime, that's why he was not able to make it on tonight. But anyway, just to talk about it, man, we've been talking about the upcoming concert this coming Sunday at 5 p.m. Here at the birthplace of gospel music, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You need to get here and find out, man, and watch what happens. I believe there are going to be some miracles that take place in this place on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. I believe something powerful is going to happen in this place like never before. And I am so looking forward to it. It's the last Sunday of the year. Why not come out and spend your last Sunday, the last Sunday of the year? Why not spend it in a place praising and worshiping God? So you are all most welcome. Most welcome to be here and join in with us this coming Sunday evening at 5 p.m. 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. Again, that address, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. Please come out and join us. It is going to be awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome, and awesome. So, Maria Salisbury, God bless you. I'm hoping you can make it as well. It is going to be awesome. Y'all don't want to miss it this Sunday. At 5 p.m. You will get to see the Tommies. That's right, the Thompson Community Singers, the Tommies. Also, you'll get to see Darius Brooks will be here. Lanesha Tyson will be here. Amazing mime Bobby Hutchins will be here. The dancers doing a liturgical dance from the Global Girls will be here. And then, of course, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church Reunion Choir, past, present, and future, will be here as well. And you never know who else might be in the house. I'm just so looking forward to it, man. And y'all got to make sure you all are here and at the ready, because I'm going to be here, man. I'm just trying to figure out what good suit I'm putting on, what I'm wearing, what's going to be my ensemble. I'm just trying to work on my ensemble, right? I said an ensemble. And do I need a change of clothes? Like, should I change clothes? Like, I'm going to do this like the Stella Awards or like the Grammys or the Oscars. Am I going to change clothes after every performance? It takes me too long to get dressed. Let me stop playing. I'm just playing. It takes me way too long to get dressed. So let me stop playing with y'all. I'm really just playing. Now I'm gonna have one outfit, and whatever it is, that's what it is. And but anyway, we're gonna have a good time. I'm ready. I'm ready. We're ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, this is gonna be good. Look, what time is it? It is 8:20. So we got 10 minutes left in the show. Let's see. Is there anything else going on? anything else going on, y'all? I don't do New Year's. What is it? New Year's resolutions. But we're gonna talk about some stuff that you want to do in the upcoming year. That's gonna be on Monday's show. Some stuff you want to do this upcoming year. I think Pastor Washington is out of town. You're doing too much. If you ain't performing, if I ain't performing, who? Me? Oh, I'm doing too much. Oh, you mean if I change clothes that many times, I'm doing too much? That's what you're saying, Felicia? If I ain't performing, I don't need to be changing clothes? I guess you might have a point, but you know, I'm just saying. I just felt like, you know, I was going to wear a fur suit. A suit made out of fur. A chinchilla suit. Huh? Y'all don't think I could wear a chinchilla suit? Chinchilla. I was thinking about getting me a chinchilla suit made for the concert. Chinchilla. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, chinchilla. Come on, yeah. I'm thinking about a chinchilla suit for the concert, but maybe not. It might be a little too hot. And if they cut the heat off in the church, I could probably get away with wearing my chinchilla suit for the concert. But we'll figure that out. I think I got something at home that I can slide on. But look, that still fits. I think I got something at home I can put on that still fits properly. I can't be like them people hosting shows and your clothes don't fit right. You know, be a little too young. They be a little too young and all of that. So anyway, look, this is what we're going to do, y'all. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more of this Dez Brooks. I wonder how much of this Facebook going to try to mute, but they can get on going about their business. I don't even care. We'll give y'all a little bit more of this. We're going to go with this one right here. My Mind's Made Up. Tommy's. Dez Brooks. Come on.
I'm on the right track.
It's like there are so many songs, you kind of wonder. You kind of wonder which ones they're going to do. Are they going to give us a sample of one or another one? Or not? You know what I'm saying? How many of these songs are they going to give us? I mean, you are a legacy, like the comic group. You just have so many songs that so many people know. So you just have to be ready, man. I'm just ready for whatever they do. Look, it's 826. That's Darius Brooks and the Tommies. My mind made up. That's Darius Brooks and the Tommies. My mind is made up. So, look, y'all, I've been talking about it. This is the last show. I can't wait till Monday. And y'all can tell me, for those of you who are going to make it, again, if you're coming and you're part of the TTLO family, I know you say you probably could tell me, I told you I was coming, blah, blah, blah. I need you to inbox, take it on the Limits Off Media Group, or send an email to takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net with a simple thing like, hey, I'm coming. My name is whoever, and I'm bringing X amount of people. I'm looking for people to bring most people. The people who brought the most people, we're going to give away some T-shirts. We're going to give away some T-shirts, and maybe the person with the most guests. We'll put something at the door, and we'll find out, you know, ask people when they come in, how many people are with them, how many people are with them, so we can get an idea of who has the most people. And at some point, during one of the intermissions or something, during the intermission, we'll find out who has the most people, and we'll have something for them. They'll get a TTLO. I should have grabbed a T-shirt when I took my commercial, a TTLO's T-shirt. And then maybe I'll get some free CD, free Tommy's reunion CD. Also, you'll be able to, they'll be out there for purchase. The CD and the DVD will be available for purchase here at the concert as well. And that, as well as LaNasia Tyson's music, Dare to Praise Different. Dare to Praise Different will also be available. Also, she'll have her praise party gear and all that stuff available as well. So we are excited, man, just about what's going down here. And that's it. It's time for me to go because I got to finish doing some stuff out here in the building, cleaning up some stuff and moving some stuff around in the church. So it's going to be a good time. Sharon Jackson, what's up, sis? I know you all the way out in Egypt, but if you can get to Ebenezer on Sunday, you should come with your sister coming. But if you can get to Ebenezer on Sunday at 5 o'clock, it's going to be an awesome time with Darius Brooks, the Tommies, LaNasia Tyson, and all of the crew. It's going to be an amazing time. But we're going to get ready to get out of here, y'all. Let's pray. Father God, we bless your name on today. Lord God, we thank you for all of the amazing and wonderful things that you've done for us this past year, God. And God, if you do nothing else, we can't thank you enough, God. But for what you have done, we say thank you. Lord God, we continue to just lift and praise your name. Now, God, we're asking right now, God, that you would have your way on Sunday in this place, God. Have your way on Sunday at 5 o'clock, God. We want to send up a praise on this coming Sunday like never before. We want to just lift up a praise like never before in this place, God, so that you might be in the midst and it may be satisfactory and it may be a sweet-smelling savor unto you on that day, God. We just lift our hands and we praise you on today, God, not just for what you have done and not just for what you're doing, but for what you are going to do on Sunday. God, we expect something mighty to happen in this place that you may get the glory and you may get the honor on that thing that we do on Sunday, God. We love you and we lift your name on today, God. Be with each and every individual who will be using their gifts for your glory on Sunday, God. Bless Darius Brooks, God, right now. Bless his musicians, God. Bless each and every one of them, God. Bless each and every member of the Thompson Community Singers, God, of these people called the Tommies, God. We bless them right now. We bless LaNasia Tyson and her voice, God. We bless her band members right now, God. We bless Bobby Hutchins, the mime, who will be performing, God. We bless the Global Girls who will be performing, God. All of these people, God, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church Reunion Choir, past, present, and future, we bless them, God, and all of them who will be here, God. We bless the leaders of this house, God, the pastor of this place, Daryl Person, God. We just lift them up to you, and we pray this prayer In the matchless mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all, I got to go. It's that time. I haven't ended on time in a century. And I'm and see, just when I said it, I went over. But we... I haven't ended on time in a minute, but we are done. We are done for the night. So look, I'm going to leave us, man. I can't wait though. I can't wait because it's almost over. It's almost over. Sunday is going to be the one. Sunday is going to be the one. But look, y'all, in the meantime, if you got to drive through this special city, because I got to go in here and finish working. If you got to drive through this special city we call Chicago, do me a favor, my brothers and sisters. Keep your head on the swivel. Be blessed.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limiter.
Take the limiter.
Bye, y'all.